Think about it. From fast food restaurants to 30,000 feet, could the military begin using grease from the nation's fast food restaurants to power military aircraft? The Defense Department is taking a serious look at the use of biofuels, and joining us live is Tom Temin from our sister station, Federal News Radio 1500. So, Tom, they're looking at this seriously. Do they think this actually could happen? I mean, will it be, if you're following a jet fighter in space, will it smell like French fries?
Well, it's possible. You know, the president is flying back today at this moment from Turkey, and I can guarantee you Air Force One is not running on fat. However, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, the outfit that gave us the internet and so many other advances, is looking at biofuels, yellow fat oil, and algae and cellulosic fibers to turn into fuel. This has actually been done a little bit. I think it was Virgin Atlantic Airlines last year flew a 747 across the country, and one of the engines was burning biofuels. Hmm. Only one out of the four, so if it flamed out, they could still land safely.
Right.
But, you know, the Pentagon uses 144 million barrels of fuel every year, and they want to cut their fuel bill.
If they know this works and other people are using a similar kind of biofuel, why do they need more research?
Well, it works in cars, you know, but cars don't have the temperature extremes and the sensitivity that aircraft engines do, or combat vehicles that may have to operate in desert conditions or 50 below zero up in the stratosphere. So the problem is purity at this point.
All right, Tom Temin from our sister station, WFED. Thank you.